You know, on that note, we're talking about being gassy. Now, BB Shay's going to the gym with me today. It'll be the second time now. Second time BB Shay will go to the gym with me today. If you need to pass gas in the gym, you have to be very discreet about it. You have to move away from people.
Okay.
It's a small area there, you know.
Do they make rules about that?
Well, I've just discovered that because sometimes I've done it and it's like, you know, because it's like, oh no, you know, it feels bad because you're pumping iron, you know.
Yeah, your body's in different.
Yeah.
There's nothing discreet. There's nothing discreet about going to the other side of the room for 5 seconds.
You have to leave the room. I think sometimes you have to leave. And people may wonder, but it's like better than the alternative.
And you have to wait a second before you come back because you can't have it trail you.
Yeah.
I know. No crop dusting.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate this term, but one time I accidentally sharted in there.
No one's surprised.
I'm so sorry. I was prairie dogging in there for a while. Yeah, I have to say that. It was just
No one is surprised.
Was this during the what were those protein bars? The bear bells?
Oh, yeah, the bear bells.
Was that those days?
Yep. Yeah. And they were like, man, taking splat point to a new level.
I'm going to have to head home, guys.
Yeah, what are you doing?
There's an emergency at home. I got to go.
I got to go. Yesterday, I mentioned it. I have lunch scheduled with some colleagues. And the lunch was for 1 o'clock. And I was late to the lunch, which I never do. I totally forgot about it. So I went home and came back, and anyway, I got to lunch late, and those guys, there were two of them, they both got cheeseburgers and fries and beers. I mean, they were...
All-American, baby.
Loving it. Now, I got a grilled chicken spinach salad with vinaigrette on the side and no cheese, okay, and a water, okay?
As we're calling it right now, the... poop special.
Yeah, it was a ton
extra
of lettuce.
Extra lettuce, please.
I mean, there was a ton of lettuce. Yeah. And it's like, I got halfway through it and then remembered.
I hope this is bagged lettuce.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I mean, it's a local place. Yeah. It was very good. I like the food a lot. But they got burgers, fries, and beers. And I got grilled chicken spinach salad with a vinaigrette on the side and a water. So when they brought it out, they brought like a wet nap. As well. You know how when you go to a wing place, they'll put a wet nap next to you? So nobody made any reference to it or anything. And it was sitting there next to my salad. They brought it with the salad, which shows, as I looked at it, I was like, well, that's really surprising because this is not a messy meal. That's a salad. You know, I'm not going to be getting my hands dirty for sure. But at the end of the meal, I thought, well, let me just, all right, I'll open the wet nap and just use it for whatever reason. So we're sitting there. They had their burgers and beers and stuff. They're getting ready to go outside and smoke cigarettes. And I was going home at that point. So I'm opening the wet nap. And it turned out the restaurant has a sense of humor. And so since I got the grilled chicken salad and they got burgers, it was a maxi pad. It was inside. It was.
Wow.
Wait, how big was
That's
it?
That's amazing.
Like, you know, it was like, and I started wiping my hands with it. I was like, what?
This is very absorbent.
I said, what is this?
I feel like this goes in panties.
I was like, I don't know what this is. And the other guy's like, dude, that's a maxi pad. That's one of those pads that women wear during their period.
They said, because, you know, we got burgers and beer and you strolled in here.
Or got the grilled chicken spinach salad.
Here's something, because we know you're dainty.
And they thought they got as big a kick out of it as y'all did. Mm-hmm. And those guys are regulars there.
Yeah.
And I am not. And they thought it'd be a fun trick, apparently, that they had a mini pad or maxi pad or whatever. You know, it wasn't a tampon. It was a pad. And I started, like, wiping my hands with it. And I thought,
I bet
what?
It got your hands clean, too.
Look at these babies. Never cleaner. Are these great or what? I was shocked by it. I was really...
I love that.
Well, those guys liked it. It was like a Dick's Last Resort type of move, you know, to bring that out.
What fun.
Oh, it was.
But I know you don't like fun.
I don't, so I wasn't sure how to feel about it. I did tip the gentleman who had brought it over, and he... pointed at me, and everybody, all the folks at the bar were like laughing and held up their beers.
Well, and I wonder, since you were late, I wonder if they had already, when they got there, they probably said, our friend's going to get here. He's not just, you know, he's not going to get a beer, though. He's going to get water and a salad.
Maybe they conspired while I was gone. But sure enough, I had to ask the other guys, like, what is this? Because I was trying to wipe up with it, you know.
I want to know whose pad it was.
Yep.
Like, did they bring it with you with the intention to prank you, or did they have to ask a female staff member?
I wonder. Now, I have not been at the gym where BB Shay and I go. This is, to me, a nice thing. It's like, hi. Now, the bathrooms there are unisex. There are two bathrooms, and either gender can go in. But they put mints in there and deodorant and tampons.
Oh.
I know.
That's fancy.
Didn't you think? I mean, is that...
People don't do that anymore.
I was going to say, is that common or not?
Not anymore.
A women's bathroom to have tampons in
except
there?
For when I was in college.
You'd see them?
You'd see them there, but other than that, never.
In the women's room, of course, yeah. I know, it was... it's surprising. Well, the first time I ever walked in there, I was like, wow. And they have... air freshener in case you have to, you know, befoul the bathroom.
Well, a lot of that, I'm sure, your body gets moving.
Of course. So it's like there's that and then mints, all those things. I mean, it's very, very nice to go in there and see something like that. Little, they used to have little cups with mouthwash. You know, you could pour a little if you wanted to do that.
I would bet that in your case, though.
I was wondering, was the pad in there?
No, I bet they probably borrowed that from somebody working.
I think so, too. Because it wasn't a tampon. It was a pad.
Yeah, tampon would have been more. A funny thing is you didn't notice too. I bet they were sitting there the whole time going,
why is he not?
Not just notice that we just put up.
I just thought because it was on a little plate, you know, next to my salad, like you would get if you got wings, because and it was in that size of a little bit larger than that, but not much. Yeah. And I thought, okay, so then I just opened it up and you know, I'm pressing it to my forehead.
Oh,
and
I was gonna say they You gave them an extra kick.
I did. I really. Because
you didn't know what it was. So then they're like, oh my God, he's trying to wipe his hands with it.
I was just messing around with it left and right.
He only ate a salad. Why is he wiping his hands?
Wiping the hands off. Do most women, this is getting into women's things. Right. I don't know anything about this. Do women use those? Do all women use those or just some? I don't even know. I mean, most women, it's a tampon. But then,
I think it's 50-50.
Do you?
I mean, because the period would have probably both on them at all times.
Well, apparently somebody worked there and they got that. And ha, ha, ha. Okay. I can take a joke. That's fine. I get it because I ordered the salad. I see.
That's 1% off your tip.
Okay. Yeah, I had to adjust a little bit on that. Biggie says, this is the best outtake from a television show all time. You may be right. You know, sometimes you get a little cursing on a show, and it does. You see it later in the bloopers.
Yeah, I just stumbled upon this.
Mm-hmm.
It's from the show Coach, if you remember that.
I liked it
with Craig T. Nelson. Very funny show. I think you'd like it, BB Red Rachel. I think you'd like it. I mean, he is a coach.
Way before your time, he coached a fake team, the Minnesota State.
Yeah,
something, and he had assistant coaches. One of them was Jerry Van Dyke. That's Dick Van Dyke's brother. And the other is it Bill Fagerbakke?
Mm-hmm.
You know Bill Fagerbakke.
He's the voice of Patrick.
On SpongeBob.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. He's a voice on SpongeBob SquarePants, and he was on that show. I interviewed him once. Very nice guy. He was at the golf tournament here, and his name is Bill Fagerbakke. So they had an outtake where the coach, Craig T. Nelson, was supposed to say, damn it, but it sounded like he said GD.
He did.
Yeah, I guess he did.
Yeah.
We're playing that unedited, just FYI.
It's low.
It's low, but, and so the one guy comes into the room, and Craig T. Nelson says, where's Luther? You're supposed to be here. Damn it, you're supposed to be here at 9 o'clock. Well, he said GD by accident. So the other guy, Bill Fagerbakke, says, hey, you can't say that. So then they take it again, and that's where it becomes the greatest outtake of all time.
Okay, is everybody here? We're still waiting on Luther. God damn it, I said I wanted everybody here at 9 o'clock sharp.
You can't say that.
It's in front of a live audience, and you hear him say, you can't say that. And Craig T. Nelson's like, what are you talking? What did I say? And then they have to do the cut.
Yeah.
Did you say something else?
Well, I kind of said damn it.
Oh, I thought you said something else.
All right, so now the director say, all right, take
go
it
back
again.
Out.
So they're getting in their spots now. They have to take it again. And they're arguing a little bit over, we wasted a take here. So Fagerbakke goes back out. He re-enters the room now, and this time he's supposed to say, damn it, 9 o'clock. They've reset everything now.
Everybody here?
I'm still waiting on Luther.
Oh, f***.
You know,
great.
And they're saying it's the best because he did, obviously, he did that
not perfect. Yeah.
In front of.
I love the crowd. You hear the crowd just lose
it.
And everybody loses
it. They loved it. You know, we watch Friends, of course, Rachel and I. And I don't know if you've seen the, like, the 20-year look back at Friends when they got they got back together.
Oh, yeah.
They had an outtake. I've always heard them say there are very few outtakes from Friends. Because there was so much respect between the actors that they learned their lines so perfectly. I mean, occasionally they'd mess up, but not often.
And they'd roll with it sometimes, too, if they did mess up.
That's right. And they'd keep on going. Well, one time, there's a storyline where Matthew Perry's character, Chandler, is getting ready to marry Monica. And he's too afraid to ask her. And Tom Selleck, who used to date Monica, is now back in the picture. And like, there's a scene between Tom Selleck and Courtney Cox in a kitchen where she works at a restaurant. And he is saying, listen, I'll do anything that you need. I mean, just throw Chandler to the side and I will marry you. So she's in there. And Matthew Perry's not even in the scene, but Tom Selleck's like, you know, whatever. I'm willing to give you everything, a baby. I'm willing to marry you. And Matthew Perry comes in and goes, what the? That's my girlfriend. And the crowd just loses it. Very funny. Very, very funny when you get those out. That may be the best I've ever heard. I think that's probably right.
I love that he did it.